Okay. Let's go. Okay. The Rambam, after he quotes his three rayas, that kilu there's a Kabbalah from Matik Yashmu, as the Mishnayis, or the Sugi Sanhedrin, or the Mechilta, that the Dal Mitzvah Bezdin, the Dal Mitzvah Nifrodis. How that plays it out, and what happens, and how that plays out, Los Val Eish Pachomash Vesechem, you know, we discussed a lot of it. Maybe we didn't take it to its complete conclusion, but I think we took care of a lot of issues. Okay. Now, what the Rambam does in the next line, he says, V'chein gam kein roi shenimna ha-malkis b'ritzua mitzvah v'nei atzmo. Okay? Now, here's very interesting, okay? Because if you're just going out of your way to prove that the Dal Mitzvahs Bezdin are four separate mitzvahs, okay, and you have nothing to base it except for the Pirush Mekubal, so how could you extrapolate from that anything about Malkus? Okay. The truth is that you need extrapolation from Malkus, very strange, because we don't understand why you can make it more than one mitzvah, which we'll see the Rambam is ready to do that. It's easy because there's only one parash in Shomer Yisrael. So you don't know what you need a proof for, okay? We don't understand why that's so, okay? But the Rambam takes it seriously. And we'll see. The Rambam later proves from the fact that Malkus is not many mitzvahs, therefore, there's not many mitzvahs, he flips it around. So, you could have said that it's not serious, okay? And that Misfo, we know, per se, that the Dal Mitzvah Bezin of four separate mitzvahs is just a Sadla Dolo. Or, you could say that this is good for the Gilu, the Matiki Hashmua, that Mini Oinshim, Shainim, are different mitzvahs. However, I'd like to set a rider with that. See, if you notice, when the Ram sets up this whole way it organizes, he has Einchi Aguf and he has Einchi Momen, correct? And at the moment, the Ram is limited to Einchi Aguf. And even if you accept that that's the Kabbalah of the Matiki Ashmua about Einchi Aguf, that's all he's going. He's taking the last Einchi Aguf and going to say, oh, so the same way Dal Mitzvahs Bezdin like that, it's like this also. Correct? So that's what happened here. But he extrapolates. That's very clear. Now, in this translation, Chaim Heller, whatever, it's very odd. V'ein roi shenimne prat me'oinish. This is very poor. And l'chayr, it should be prat me'oinish mitzvah b'fnei atzmor. Okay? So, the Tirgum of Kapach in Korach is V'ein roi shenimne oinish miyuchod mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay? But you still, even when we talk about oinish miyuchod, we have no clue what we're talking about. Okay? So, whatever you have, it could be a little bit better, okay? We still don't know what we're talking about, okay? And what it means is that each particular case where there's a chiyuv misa, whether it's Shabbos or Chilul Shabbos or Tzicha or whatever it is, you wouldn't mention each one of them, count them as separate mitzvahs. V'ein roi shenim no kol prat. I mean, call Einish Miyuchod, call Ishim, Me'ishim, that the separate categories or the separate cases that the Torah has for Chiyuv Misa as separate mitzvahs, Mifnei Atzmoy, Ad Shenoy Mederech Moshel, See, whatever he said before, how ambiguous it is, nebulous it is, it's very clear what he's saying. Ad shenoyma derech Moshe, shatzivish nistavinu lisko mechal Shabbos mitzvah achas, uskilo bal oyv yedoyni shein. It's a bal oyv yedoyni, doesn't mean the shoyel, but the oysa maisa oyv yedoyni, which is chayiv misa. Okay? Uskilas oyver avodizo mitzvah slishis. Ad shiyye minyan ha-mitzvahs k'minyan ha-isha ha-isha shem ha-chuyuvay mises bezdin. So you'll have an equivalent to the number of chuyuvay mises bezdin. You'll have a new mitzvah. Okay? Each one separately. K'moy she'osa zulay seinu b'li histaklus or b'li hisbeinenus. Okay? Okay, here is almost alilus hadam. We'll get back to this. Okay? We'll see exactly what the Zulu is saying, or exactly what he wants, okay? Now, Derech Agav, Bli His Boininus, here's another issue we spoke about at the end of Sherei Yud Beis, that he's Megane, the Kadmoinim, for not thinking it through seriously, okay, or thoroughly, bli hisboinenus, or bli machshava, depending on how you translate the Arabic. Okay, it's again the issue with the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, okay. Now, here is a very interesting thing. She ilu hoyadova came. Roy Gun Kane, she nidna call Malkus or Malkus, Bifne Atzma Behechach. It's a very poor raya, okay? Okay? Unless maybe saying that the Bahagla Shitasei that doesn't require mitzvahs to be mafurish in Tereshib Iksav, as the Bahag he learns is Chulik on Cherish Shani and Cherish Rishon, okay? So once you have that, you can have each individual case of Malkus as separate mitzvahs. So the same way you'll have it over here. That l'chira is the point, okay? That's the simple point. Achia halkos eichel nevela mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, v'halkos eichel bosach hazir mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, mitzvah shnia. V'halkos eichel bosach b'cholov mitzvah shlishis, okay? Okay. Which is interesting, he takes both of the cholov, because there's no mefurish, there's no mefurish posig about it. It's only his pirush makubal, and you know, you might want to check out the Bahag if he has this. Okay? Okay, but whatever it is, this is what it is, correct? But of course, lo yivishat this mitzvah levis. View, okay? Gum etzleinu, let's just get it and I'll go back. Gum kain etzleinu mitzaseh lefi misba alav and shaloi kana leiv. Bisrabu oz mitzaseh yoyseh v'abba meis mitzbehechach. Okay? So, you'll notice that some claim that the 400 is la bedavka. Okay? So I think it's bedavka. Okay? Because let's count it. Okay? So you have the Rambam has in Perek Yud Tes Halacha Dalet of Sanhedrin, Kol Oysa Shvatera She'en Bo Lo Kolis Lo Yimis V'dei Shomayim She'lo Yikalein Kuf Samaches. So you add Kuf Samaches to Ramach, you get up to 416, which is very close to over 400, correct? So the question is, what about the others? Okay. So the Chiyuv Mises Bezdin, there's nothing to talk about. Because Chayvi Mises Bezdin, there's no Malkus. The Lafti Basol is Mises Bezdin. Okay, that's out, correct? Hi. What about Kores and Misle Shomayim? The whole list? So the answer is, you recall, the Ram goes out of his way and says, the Ika, Einish, of Chayvi Krisis, and Chayvi Mises Shomayim is the Krisis Shabbat, and the Mister Shemayim bo, it's just a separate din that if they you like it, okay, and the nifter kisasa. So the emes is at the deloikin, or the mitzvah leikin, is 416. So it's a little bit over 400. It's exact. Correct? Oh. I'm not doing, I'm just reading now, okay? Which is an amazing thing. Which is a flip. Because he flips it. It's a flip, right? Because he starts that you're learning out that ki'ilu, you should extrapolate. V'chein gam roi, v'chein gam. What's the gam? Gam l'che, there's some equation. And here, fakert, he's learning out, right? Which is very odd, correct? Okay, it's a flip. Okay. I just want to point out to you, there's something amazing happening over here. If you remember, we talked about Matnas Aniyim, that there's a mitzvah seif tazav, correct? Okay. And we pointed out that this same word of tazav ends up as four different mitzvahs because it refers to four different matnas aniyim in the pasuk. Even though the word tazav was written once. But since in inyonim it's four mitzvahs. Okay? And here is the conceptual exact opposite. The Torah, there's no tzivui of skila in the Torah. The tzivui of skila b'teira is in each individual mitzvah. The tzivui of each one is in each individual case, not in the general case. There's a mitzvah of skila. There's no such passing. So what we do is we put all the tzivuim together, and we say since it's one inyan. See, before we said it was one tzivui with four inyonim, it becomes four mitzvahs. Here's the exact opposite. If it's ten tzivuyim, okay, and logically one inyan atera, it becomes one mitzvah. Okay? I told you, remember, that tazer may not be that, and there might be other guys about tazer. Let's not relocate us, okay? But this was happening over here. So here, logically, this is the more difficult case. And, you know, to extrapolate from anything, extrapolated from, is really odd, correct? From Malkus, Lecher is odd, you know. Okay. Ninemini Oinshu Levad Mehen Skila Sreif of Erech. Okay, now, say he basically says that there's no logical reason, you see, because he's not even working with this. Because he's ready to say there's no logical reason to assume the Malkus should be more than one mitzvah or one mitzvah, because it could have been over 400, but it just doesn't work out with the minyan of mitzvahs. This can't be, correct? So, logically, there's no swallow over here, but we know that Malkus per se has right, is one mitzvah. Not because of any logic, okay? But you could say that at Tom there's no tzibu mufuish batera. Okay? Correct? There's no tzibu mufuish batera by Malchus. That's why. But by Misa there is. And this, again, that I guess it's according to the Bahag that that's what it is, that you shouldn't be mechalad. But maybe before he's working with a different parameters, we don't know. Okay, but you know, there's no reason to mechalad according to him. Okay, but you see, I'll tell you something. This etzem svara is a problem. I'll explain to you why. See, even if you say that we learn dumi dechsima that there's malchus for each individual lav, okay. Could you? Is it just a limo that you get the einish and the chalukim? The kilu, the shem malchus of bosa b'cholov, and the shem malchus of bosa chazir, and the shem malchus of the veiler is a different shem to make mitzvah shoynes. Okay, you could have said since it's tzivuyim shoynim in the Torah, so it's a skila of Shabbos. It's a skila from Avodah Zarah. Okay, but here mehichatei say, even if you don't require Torah Shebiksav, whatever you want to do in the Bahad, but to extrapolate because of that, then it should be separate mitzvahs. That's very odd. And to base on that, a proof is obviously, you know, just want to show you what, you know. Correct? There's a problem. Okay, now next, okay? It's odd, correct? Whatever you want, that's what it is. V'chein gam kein loy nimne ko mechui ve'kogon b'yichud. Okay, that's the way it is in V'chein Hela. In Kapach, it's b'fnei atzmoy, okay? And in Korach, it's benifrad. We're talking about minyan mitzvahs, okay? You shouldn't count all the cases. Which is, correct? Which, you see, here you have the same problem, okay? Because here the same problem. There's no parsha in the Torah, okay, of Chiv Chatas by Shabbos, and Chiv Achinoima Chatas Shigas Shabbos, V'Chatas Shigas Avodah Zarah Mitzvah. The same thing he does in Malchus, he doesn't call them. Right? We should understand this. And even if you say that you learn out as a Chiv Chatos, to make it into a separate mitzvah, that it's a Chatos of Shabbos in a separate mitzvah, that Lechira is very odd. Correct? Avol Nivne min ha-korban gam kein levad. K'moi shemoninu min ha-misa. Okay? Okay, so the question is, which side is he talking about? See, there were two issues in Chivi Mises Bezin. Should they all be one? And he proved that it was four, the min ha-ancient. That's what I would have assumed. And then he says, maybe she more than four. Okay, it's very odd what he needed for, because it's Matik Yashmu anyway, okay. The Matik Yashmu already said mitzvah, right? So what are we talking about, correct? We don't know what he's talking about, correct? But what he's talking about over here in Chatos is not that all of them should be one at the moment, all the different ancient korban, but that you shouldn't have each individual case as separate mitzvahs, which we have no understanding of at all, because it's completely incomprehensible. Because we have, the Torah doesn't say separate ones, correct? See, here he does something amazing. Okay. And we just said before that you can extrapolate the Matiki Ashmua about maybe Unshaguf, never Unshimom. Now he's ready to say maybe you should extrapolate it. But he flipped it around before. Right? And he's already said the Matik Eshmu is no Raya by Malchus. And he brought a Raya from Malchus the other. You know, we don't know. You know, he's going back and forth with his Rayas, and there's no rhyme and reason. Correct? Ukfa Yodato. Ukfa Yodato. Shemini Akobun. Yischalfu b'schalif avoinais sheyischayiv aleim korban ahu l'fi sheyesh min avoinais. Now he's going to the second case. Okay. First he's talking about the making chatas the many mitzvahs. Correct. Okay. You have to understand this is different than the chatos in Yud Beis. The Chatos Yud Beis was the Seidah Kovas HaChatos, the Dinim Lechef Shekol, correct? How it's brought. Here it's talking about the Chavis Gavro from Oynish and Liskapim. It's a whole different story. Ukva Yedate Shemini HaKovim Yischalfu B'schalif HaVoinis Shishchayv Aleim HaKovim Ahu. Now he's talking about Mine HaKovim. Okay? So he's talking about Chatos, Oshom, Vadai, Oshom, Tolui. Okay? Lefi Shiyesh min Avoinois Mashis Chayiv Olof Chatos Kogua Umehen Shis Chayiv Olim Oshom Tolui Umehen Shis Chayiv Olof Oshom Vadai Umehen Mashis Chayiv Olim Korban Oile V'yoyred. Okay. Also the Korban Oile V'yoyred is Choluk, is in terms of the Oynish and the Kapor, because there's no separate Maisa Korban called Korban Oile V'yoyred. Okay. Right? Uluchein Onim Nachatasim Oshem, because different Mini Kapor, we extrapolate from Misa and Malkis that Mine Oinshim Shoinim are separate mitzvahs, and therefore we conclude about Korban also. Correct? We're not Machal B'shin Oinshim Aguf and Oinshim Omen. Avonin Lechiv Chatas Kavua Lechiv Oshim Toli Mitzvah, right? Avonin Lechiv Chatas Kavua Mitzvah Lechiv Oshim Toli Mitzvah Lechiv Oshim Vade Mitzvah Lechiv Korban Oliyoid Mitzvah. Okay? He's talking about not the Maisa, but the Chiyuv. Okay? Correct? Okay? That's clear. Correct? Hischayiv, or Yischayiv is probably better. That's the way the other two translations have. HaKorban Ahu L'chol Mish Yischayiv. It doesn't make a difference for what circumstance which Aveir it was, but it's an Aveir from an Oynish for this whole group of Aveirs. And it's one Inyan. V'lo nabit l'chilo for Avoinus asher yischayiv al kol echot mehem haminahu min hakov. It's a chiyu, a mitzvah, moina mitzvahs with meaning. Okay? K'mo shenimna Malkus mitzvah. And now he quotes Malkus again. Okay? Because mitzvah, we don't look at each one. Which both of them are absolutely here. We understand the equation, okay? Because it's the same thing. It's the absurd, correct? To count separate mitzvahs with no reason to count them, okay? See, here we understand the equation. So you want to say that one absurd is more absurd than the other, because the absurd by Malkus will end up with over 40 mitzvahs, which is impossible. Right? So Amela, that absurd you can't say, so you shouldn't say this absurd also. But it's the same case, right? Now he does something. Now I just want you to help me before we get started. V'chein tsom or kova, depending upon your translation, okay? Like this. It's chain, okay. Let's see. Okay, now he has b'chein som hakosuv or kova kosuv, okay. L'chol min mehem parshi b'fnei atzma. Okay. See, here's an amazing thing, okay? First of all, before we say anything about it, what's mehem? L'cheira, the need in here is about Korban. Even though he couldn't use the same proof about Malkus, the mehem is Korban, correct? So l'cheira, Malkus doesn't need a proof, but Korban he does. Why? Because Malkus is more than 400? Is that the reason? Or because Malkus is more than 400? Or you can extrapolate from Misa about Malkus because they're in Chiyaguf. The question is, no, but whatever it is, he's only quoting this for Korban. Okay? And here, he basically saying that Parshiyos Shenos is a reason for different mitzvahs in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Here, it's not an issue of shuran or not shuran, okay? Because a parsha might be a mitzvah, okay? But the question is, if you have something which you could have put as one long, broad category or a smaller category, if you have Parshiyos Shenos, okay? In other words, you could have looked at the Einish as Korban, the Einish of Korban. Or you could have looked at it as this type of Korban, that type of Korban, and that type of Korban. Okay? Chatos, Oshem Vadei, Oshem Tolui. Okay? Korban of the Yeret. So we look at it like that. Okay? Why? Because it's Seva Parsha. Korban of the Yeret, Seva Parsha, Chatos Kavua, Oshem Tolui, Oshem Vadei. Correct? Which is a whole new thing, which we found similar things that the Ram counts. Kilu, he extrapolates that Eichin is separate. We Kuf Yud Zayin, if you remember, is four separate mitzvahs. Some of them are Shrana, but some of them are Tzivuyim. You look one at Tzivuyim. From the four different types of Korbanos. So whatever is a separate parash in the Torah, we assume it's a separate mitzvah. And that's what he does. That's the second proof. So the issue of chatos, but once you do that, you could have applied that per se to Malkus also. But the interesting, or to continue it, will be more interesting. Okay. Okay. Now, next, ukvam ukvam his bowel bill. Okay. So you notice he hasn't touched at the moment the ancient momon that we know as ancient momon. About, he'll come back to it later, he started at the beginning, but he didn't touch it now. He didn't discuss Ganav and Gasav, correct?
Okay.
Ukvar his Baalbeil Zulaseinu. Oh, just 1 second. I should have mentioned something before. There was something that I should have mentioned, but I didn't get back to it. I said it might be his attack on the Halachas Gedolos in the paragraph, the previous paragraph, was Alilus Adam, because he claims that he counts, basically there's one case that he counts Loisasa Kol Malacha and the Chiyuv Misa. And the Rambam extrapolates if he does it once, so even if he doesn't do it all the time, he means it like that, because you have to be consistent, okay? The problem is that all Gis of the Bahag, it doesn't say that. And that's the problem. Because in all Gis of the Bahag, oh, here, excuse me, it's coming. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's coming right here. Yeah, he's doing this right over here. It means this Sherish, which we're talking about, the Halacha Gedolah is a Sefer Mitzvah, Shemonu Oinshin, Bechlal, Mitzvah Leisese. Okay? Bechlal is Baalbil. Because according to the Rambam's little portion, Mitzvah say the question how to count. Correct? Bilbo Shein Tzoch Lehoshiv Olo. Bulegam Kein Yakol Lehoshiv Olo. L'chazik bilbo in yonim. Okay. Hishtadil. Okay. The word hishtadil is very strange. His b'inei is much better. Okay. Both in Kapach and Korach. His b'inei. Utma. Okay. Me odim shim ne mochivim misis bezdin. Kulam ish ish. Umochivim kores. Mochivim misa. Mechal mitzis leisese. Okay. He's talking about the minyan of Halachas Gedolos. Okay? And he calls it Einchim, which is an amazing thing. So he's talking, V'achkach yimna dvolim amuzim mehem, sh'nischayev aleim amisa, ha'hi, gam kem b'chal mitzvah leisaseh. So here he calls it Rochel B'tchitam. Hamachal es Hashabes B'chal B'chui V'eskila. Achrekei Mono Lo Yisasa Kol Malach. Hine. Okay. Hine. Lo Yinishav El Shehem Yachshavu Lo Yisofet. She hamodos or kiyum ho inchin or bitzua inchin mitzlois is a trilo. Viech yimne bohen or oinish vadovish is chayiv olo for oinish ahu. Because he counts lois komolocha and the chiv skila. And the chiv skila is lois. He doesn't understand any of it, correct? Now this is almost Alilus Adam. At least according to our Gilsa. Because if you look, in the Baal of the Doilis, Elohein, Haniskolim, Hamachalas HaShabbos, Elohein, V'Elo Lavin Shebamalkis, Loisase Melocho, Tezayin, Loisase Melocho, the Lav Me'ovus Melochis B'Shabbos. That's what it says. So this is nothing to do with Skirsa. Mamish Salilus Adam, unless he had a different Girsa. Okay. So doesn't quote the Lavlus as a Komloch. It's not Machuyev Skila. And we don't even know that he's counting the ancient as Mitzis Loisase at all. This is the method, the modus operandi, that he organized Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because he starts off in his introduction to Minyan HaMitzvahs, says, Sholish Meis, Vishishim Mitzvahs, Loisese, No, so Shalosh Meis Vishishi Vachamesh Mitzvah Loisase Musayim V'Aboyim Mushmoyim Mitzvase Kol HaMekayimom Zeichel Olam Habo V'chol Oiv Aleihem Nidon Vishishi Oinshin Skilo Sreifa Herig V'chenek Misa V'Koris U'Malkus. So you're not going to talk about the Zechiyin Chai Olam Habo as each individual, you know, for the assay, correct? He's just organizing the mitzvahs, loisus according to the ancient, and he's organizing the mitzvahs assay that they all, that's the way he's zoichet to olam haba, okay? But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is the einish, as the Ram takes the loisus, he never said that. So basically, on both points, it's not clear that Bahag ever said anything like that. That's what we have. Now, here, I'm just going to read something. There's a question what the gis is over here. There was a yid by the name of Bloch, okay, that Kilo was matic and translated the Arabic, it was before Chaim Held. Okay, and he has this. Okay, now this makes sense. Okay, the sentence by itself. In the Arabic that we have in front of us, it only talks about chorus. If you look, and that's what kapach had, that's what korach had. Okay, and he just says in the body, he makes a note that in Dalin. That's Bloch. That's not Ksav Yad. That's Bloch's translation of Ksav Yad, which we don't have in front of us. And it's not clearly any different Ksav Yad that we had. Okay? Now, okay, we're okay? The problem is further, okay? Because Lecheri, even though it's logical to say this, make this statement, because afterwards, he's attacking the Sefer Mitzvahs for Hain because of Mitzvahs, Hain because of Koras, the Hain for Mitzvah Shemaim, as you'll see in the quote, okay? However, the quote that he quotes immediately afterwards is limited to Koras, and it makes him like jumping around, like, you know, without any meandering, without any reason. Look at this thing. V'yoysa koshim izeh, ma'ashamona m'chui v'koras, you like that, it's very good. M'chui v'koras, okay. If he's referring to Mitzvah Shemayim also, there's half of a sentence left out here. So Mothershach, I have to assume that there's half a sentence left out. I only dealt with one of them. But the way the text is now, it doesn't make any sense. The way he has. Correct? It's not, you know, Nova Shemayim. You know? So I don't know if I'm arguing about something which exists, or something which is a figment of someone's imagination, okay? Al Shebal Halochas Gedolos, Al Shebal Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? This Baal Sefer Mitzvahs, there are those that claim that the Sefer Chepetz. But that's it. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I have no clue. We don't know what the Sefer was called, okay? The Ram, when he quotes him in the Tshuva, quotes him the Sefer Chepetz, okay? Or is this a safe as Chepetz ben Yatzliach? Okay, so we don't know anything. Okay, correct. What we do know is that there was some Kadmon that did this in the Ketoyim that we have from the Sefer Chepetz. This is not there, so we know nothing. There's a Kadmon that he has, and he's making a clear quote from it because he's quoting. He's quoting the Arabic. Okay. Achibal Sefer HaMitzvahs Diber Bezer. Diber Bezer is a very strange word. In Kapach, it's Sikain. Okay. No, Kapach, it's Beir, and in Korach, it's Pirish. Okay? That makes sense, okay? Diber doesn't just stop speaking, doesn't explain. He's trying to explain or trying to come to conclusion about it. V'omar B'shar, okay, or B'perik, Horishon, we don't know what this means exactly, okay? Bodio mashichloi hashar hahu Mashikol in the he has Dovo, okay. Mashiyichlu. Mashiyichlu Ashahu Dovo. We don't know what that means. I can't translate that. That doesn't make any sense. Kapach said Sikeh Mashikolo Isa Perik Dvorim. Okay. That makes some sense. You know, what is the what's the general topic and what's subsumed in this parik? Okay. Or Korach says Kasher Orach Sach Ma Shenichlau Beperik Ahi Dvorim. That's a little bit. It's a little bit more less refined Hebrew. I don't know what it means, but this is the general idea. He's trying to give some type of synopsis, some type of general idea of what's going on in the midst of that parik. Okay. Zelushoyne. Now Omar, I don't know what it means. Kapok doesn't have it. Okay. And we don't know what's going on because Zelushoyin Omar, you know, it's a little odd. Well, unless it's more one thing, Zelushoyin Omar, okay? Umimenu Shnaim Ushleshim Inyonim Ha'udionu Yisale Shu Misasik Behem Lo Anachnu Kulom Oravale. Okay? Now, here, let's just start slowly. Okay? There are 32 things that Yis'aleh, that the Rebbein Shalom, told us that he takes care of it. Lo anachnu. Okay? Then kulam, olav aleim, the word olav is, for me, was like a monkey wrench, and I saw that some of the people that work on the Arabic says that that's not a proper translation. I swear the Bnei Shem, you know, the Bnei Shem is an olev for what? That's it's behind the kashrachmon. It's the Bnei Shem is Indian, but it's not that he's an olev on this. Okay, who you know? That's right, correct. Now there's another important word over here, which you have to deal with. Mimenu shnayim u'shloishim inyonim. That whoever this is, already came to a similar conclusion as the Rambam, he might define inyon in a different way, correct? But whatever it is, correct? Clearly, that mitzvahs are inyonei atera. Okay? It's a very important thing. So the Rambam wasn't, maybe the way the Rambam applies it and what he does with it, but the Rambam is not Tchilas Kedusha, because he himself is quoting someone saying such a thing, okay? That's an aside. Shuhu, now you have to understand, Shuhu Misasek Bohem. What's your translation there? Misasek. He deals with it, okay? It's not a tzivri on God. He's dealing with this, correct? Now, Omnom, Omroi, okay. Who is this? The Sefer Mitz. Now he's trying to explain. Umimenu. Now he's explaining the word Umimenu. That's where he started out, right? Umimenu, Shnayim Ushloishim Inyonim, correct? What's Umimenu? He has what's loim or kloima, whichever you like. Meho inyan sheyichlo olav ashar hahu. Here he's using the word not about the way he's using minyan. He's talking about what the topic of the shah is, correct? Not about the mitzvahs, correct? Vashnayim ushloishim inyonim. That's something else. Those inyon, those are the mitzvahs. Heim shloisha v'esem mechui v'koyres levad. So he has 23 chiyu v'koyres. And 9 mechui v'misa de shamayim. K'mo shemono. In the way that he counted it. And the Rambam's not telling you which ones he counted, which one didn't, but that's irrelevant to us, correct? The Inyan Omroy. See, he's used the word Inyan in so many different ways. It's fantastic, okay? It's probably all the mane in all different cases in the Arabic, I assume, okay? And this Inyan is not the same Inyan as before. You know, Inyan is, you know, can be used in many different ways, okay? The Inyan Omroy Kulam Orev Aleihem. Kloima. Okay, oh, it's what's Kloima. Shihu. There he says, it's Bach Bisale, or whatever it is, okay. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Orav Shuyach is there. Orav. It means he's Mesasik, basically, the same thing he said before. Shihu Yach is there, Biyom is there. Correct? Now, let's try to take it apart. Vihine, ain't sofik, ki zeh, who's the zeh? Sefer mitzvahs, okay? That's this kadmoin, correct? Einenu soiver, ki sheish meyois ushloish esrei mitzvahs, kulam chayevus aleinu, because how can you count the kogchrisis and the mises bezin in the sheish meyois ushloish esrei, okay? Avo yesh mehen shechiv oleinu l'kayim oisom. Okay. So he doesn't say umehem shechiv al yisla yisala ele mehem she'olov yisala l'kayim o. That's his issue. Okay. Kmo she'oma. So we're not counting sivuyim. We're counting in Yonei HaTorah. Correct? Kmoisha Omar Ubeye Shuhu Misasek Bohem. Lo anachno. That interpretation of Olive doesn't make any sense. Correct? Now he uses a reference to the boy in the Shalom. It's probably Alalala, similar, over there, right? Something like that in the Arabic, I assume. V'zeh Elokim Yodeya Kuloi Etzli Bilbul Seichel Gomor. It's complete intellectual disaster. Okay, he's never been so harsh before. Ein roi ledabe boy b'shum ponim. Ki heim ma'amorim mevuei ehefsid. V'nichal kol echol mehem atoz b'yoysam moinim ho'enshim kemitzus v'oil nevuchim b'hem pam yimnu oysam levadom u'pam yimnu oynshim v'ado v'shanesh aleim. There's no, again, there's no rule. So it's very strange. He attacks him at the beginning, there is a rule, and now he says there's no rule. And that's his general, approach, that, you know, you have to be organized, and you have to have rules, and you can't break them. And again, v'yasimu zeh kula mitzvah, zeh b'li hishtadlus, and I assume by there it's b'li hizboinenus, right? Which is much better. But now, we're going to do the next step, okay? But this is very odd, correct? The Eifel HaMinyan, I think, if I'm not mistaken, go back to Hakdomo, this is a reference to what he says about that the Sefer Mitzvahs made a bigger, he disagreed with halachas and doros in certain issues, but made a bigger mistake than him in a certain issue, which he can discuss later. This is where he discussed it. Okay? For Eifan Aminyan, who amiti, huma shezachauti, sheyi, and now he's chazering over, sheyi ye, komin oinish mitzasei at sheyi. Now, he goes, and he starts off with something which he mentioned at the beginning, never spoke about and comes back to it, okay? But this is an amazingly difficult, okay? Achiye din tashlume ganav, okay? You notice he changed it. At the beginning of the Sherish, he called din tashlume kefo. Now he calls it din tashlume ganav. He's ready to throw in with kefo chemish or dal vehe, correct? Shanachnu, that's what he's saying. Shanachnu nitztavinu shenechayiv ze hashir. So here's an amazing thing, okay? Who's the mitzvah on? The ganav or on Bezdin? He says, "Shanachnu mitzavino shenechayiv ze hashir." Okay. So you certainly can't say ganav. He's the kefil or whatever it is. Or I don't know, but the keken or whatever it is. It's not, you know. It's bezdin's mechayiv, correct? Vizdin teisefes chomesh mitzvah. Okay. V'din chiyu chatos kavua mitzvah, v'din chiyu oshem v'adai mitzvah, v'din chiyu oshem toli mitzvah v'komer aviyo mitzvah v'chein lisko v'lisloi v'la'al v'lachnek v'litlois. Now a new thing falls in, litlois. He didn't mention this before, we don't know where it came from, but minyan mitzvah is there, okay? So he just, it just came in under the rug. I have to get back to this. Okay, just to see what we have. Correct? Kol echad me'eleh ho'enshin mitzvah v'nei atzmo tischayev l'mishi ischayev min ha'protim means the ishim ha'shoinim. Correct? They're talking about the whoever they happen to be mechuyev, each is which case in the teich. Okay. Ma... K'moy shamalkis mitzvah achas ischay malkis l'chol mish ischoye b'ze b'ze ma shuotzim l'akdimoy b'ze asheris v'chenish v'ashroshim she'toyl hakdomosom b'ma sh'anachnu boy. Okay? To understand our stance. But basically understand what we don't stand, not what we do stand. Okay? Correct? Now, here's amazing. I just want to start this. If you open up, okay, so now, what would you expect it to be a mitzvah of, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, a mitzvah Tesefes Chomesh, okay, and I challenge you to find it, okay, and a mitzvah of Tashlume Ganav, and I challenge you to find it, okay. What you will find, I think, unless I'm off, okay, what you will find is a din haganav, and we'll have to understand what's subsumed din haganav, and you'll find something about gazlan, and it will be like this. In look, for example, in Ganav, let's start with Ganav, in Reish Lamed Tes, and keep in mind that that's a Shrana, Reish Lamed Tes, I say, Hi Atera Shehorenu B'din HaGanav. Shenikneis Eisai, again, it's Oleinu. Shenikneis Oleinu. Bezdin. Eisai Tashlumi Keifo, Oi Tashlumi Abo Vachamisha. Oh, Nahageu. Okay? Now, the Nahageinu is a different a different subject. It's not the Beis Din. Right? It's the person who's watching Bob Machteres. In Bob Machteres, Onim Kurenu, if he doesn't have money, correct? But not for the cave, but for the carrot. Okay? Ubuchal ko mishpate agana kloshis boya bakos. So this has nothing to do with Oynish. This is the din of Ganav. And that, you know, that the Rambam has over here and there, you don't know how two things fit together. Okay? Similarly, that was Reish Lamed Tes, okay? Now, Kuf Saridal, he should tzivonu lohoshiv esagzeila ba'atzmo, im hi nisheres ba'atzmo. Okay, that's the Heshu Zeila Shagoza. So you understand very well why it's a lav gazlin is nitek lase. Right? But Ganev is only neat on the Tashlumen. Because no asay, right? It's the Din. Din Ganev, correct? So it's very Nuduik, correct? Okay. Now. Bar Mitzah Kuf Tzari Dalet. He should see Vonu Lohoshev as a Gzela Ba'atzmo. Im he Nish Eres Ba'atzmo. For Tisefes Chomesh, in the case of Shavua. And it's not a Shavua Digadin, it's a Gazan Digadin. And I guess it's part of this mitzvah. Oloseis Domeo im Nishtanis. So the Tashlumin of Gazlin is a Kima mitzvah of the Heshiv. And I guess the Tisefes Chomesh is also that. It's very strange. Guomi Yisrael of the Heshiv is a Gzela Shegoza. So you don't get that it's not a mitzvah of an Einish, it's a mitzvah of Hashova. Okay? So we don't have any clue, there's no relationship between what you see in Sefer Mitzvahs and what you see over here. Okay? It is true. It is true that he puts in Tashlumi Dala Vehei. Okay, whatever. Say it. Okay. In the Minyan Mitzvahs, like he has at the end, but that's only part of everything. And you look at the Minyan HaKotze by Ganav, it says, Lodun beganav betashlumin o bemisa, shenem vekiyignov even machteres. It leaves out which tashlumin, so it could be either one, and it leaves out Evan. Okay. So this is a whole new world, okay? What I want to do, at least at the beginning of next week, is show you something amazing, okay? That I think that the Rambam Mishneh Torah, see how the Rambam Mishneh Torah quotes Ganav, and go through Hilchos Geneva and try to understand what is the mitzvah and what is not the mitzvah, okay? And we'll start with that and we'll try to move on. There's a second half of this Shoresh, which is really not part of the Shoresh, which is, takes on the issue of Ein Oichim Ein Kamasirim, which the Meretz Hashem also will start and pick up next week.